Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Reconnect and Reclaim You. I'm your host, Grief Awareness and Restorative Living Specialist, Terry Pugh. We're broadcasting tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, where it is a toasty 36 degrees and slightly overcast. It's actually really been a great day with a little nippy in the wind, but a beautiful day. If this is your first time tuning in, I'd like to welcome you and share with you that the intention of Reconnect and Reclaim You is to provide insight, awareness, and resources. So with that said, I'll just share that my guests and I share a broad range of topics. Some may be familiar to you and others perhaps not so much. And I hope that wherever you are in life, you're able to take away a few informative nuggets of resources that may support you along your journey. If you're listening in on phone, or if you'd like to listen in from your phone freehand, you can call in on 805-292-0349. Should you want to ask a question, you can simply press 1 and you'll show up on the dashboard and we'll work you into the mix. And if you don't want to ask a question, you just want to listen live, then you're set. You just sit there and hang out. I would like to introduce you today to our guest, Nashville native Maggie Ogle. Maggie is a licensed realtor, a wellness coach, and a silver independent distributor with Young Living Essential Oils. Maggie, thanks for being here.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about, you wear a lot of hats. So tell me a little bit about what you do, who you are, and how you came to be in this the Young Living Essential Oils. That sounds really interesting.
Well, I got into Young Living because for years I found myself drawn to a lot of different healing modalities and things, from hands-on therapies to more esoteric things. But I found myself interested in massage, for instance, but I found for myself massage to be very physically demanding. But I got into things like Reiki and doing other types of healing work. But the essential oils, I think, helped me to bridge the gap between working on the more cellular level with people in a very hands-on way, but not requiring me to be a licensed massage therapist, which is really great.
Nice. Now, I have some experience with essential oils through massage therapy because I'm a massage therapist. But I understand that there's, like, a whole barrage of things that they actually are good for and can help with.
Well, sure. I want to say that I'm exclusively talking about the Young Living oils because we have what's called a seed-to-fill process, which is where our company, we're not somebody that grows the oils for a third party, or we don't have the oils grown by a third party. We actually own the farm, and we have the seed, and we actually grow the plants, harvest, distill them, test them and bottle them ourselves. So we call that our seed-to-fill process. And so because of that, we're able to guarantee the quality of our products. And so when I say that oils can be used internally or that they can be used topically or also aromatically, I'm actually specifically speaking about our quality of oils so that they are safe and have been tested for that. So it's going to be very different from what you're able to get off the shelf at a drugstore or even at Whole Foods or another type of wellness. I personally have used the oils to treat my allergies, to treat PMS, menstrual issues. I've treated cold, sinus, flu, cuts and scrapes, abrasions. Of course, just driving around in Nashville traffic sometimes, your anxiety can be peak. So I'm able just to whip out a bottle of, say, Stress Away, which is one of our blends that we have, and roll it on my temples. Just inhaling that fragrance helps me, because when you get the oils in through the lungs and they go into the limbic part of the brain, which helps to ease tension and stress and stimulate the limbic part of the brain, which can cause relaxation. And then we also have getting into the lungs, which then gets into our blood, because that's where our oxygen is. It goes into our blood and we get carried throughout the entire body. So it takes about 26 seconds for an oil to get from like the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, but it takes about 20 minutes, 26 minutes, somewhere in there, for it to get through every cell in your body.
Nice. When I was in massage therapy school, we were doing reflexology, and that was one of the things that our instructor did was use the garlic on the bottom of our feet. And when they, you know, when you first said, well, just lay back, we're going to put this garlic on your feet, I thought, okay, whatever. You know, this is your, whatever. And then I could taste it. I literally could taste it within just a, you know, a matter of minutes. And I just thought, that is bizarre. That then my mind started going to running around barefooted as a child, you know. So,
well, if you think back historically, I mean, people didn't wear shoes. So we would be out in nature where we would be in harmony and be in balance and be out in interacting directly with nature. So our food that we would partake, foods that we would chew on, the medications we would use to treat ourselves, all found in our environment. And so by being barefoot, you actually would absorb some of these essential oils and different things into the body just naturally. And it's like when you go outside for a nice hike in the woods, not only do you get blood flowing in your body, but you're also inhaling the essential oils and stuff from the plant. And an essential oil is actually the essential part of the plant that's part of its immune system. So if you were to tear a leaf, a liquid is going to come to the surface. That's going to help wash out impurities, help rebuild tissue, help you know, combat any type of bacteria or anything that might get in. The same thing with our blood, our human blood. When we cut ourselves, the blood comes to the surface. It washes out impurities, helps aid in healing, regenerate tissue, all that. So the essential oils are actually made up of the same five basic elements we are, carbon, nitrogen, et cetera. And so our body is able to readily accept those elements into our body. So just in different ratios, different proportions. Like I could think of trees, for instance, in the example of oxygen. We put off carbon dioxide, the trees put off oxygen. And so we actually complement each other. I've heard it said, and I really like the saying, that plants are actually the missing link to our health. Mm-hmm. Because, it's in the Bible, it's like plants were given to us for our food, our health, our clothing, and our medicine. And we've somehow turned over the rights to treat ourselves for medicine to a third party. And so this is an opportunity for you to be able to go back in and treat yourself. I'm not able to diagnose, treat, or cure, you know, make any suggestions to anyone specifically, but certainly we have many testimonials and people can share their own experiences with that.
Nice. So how is it like a recipe for them, or are there certain single ones that address certain issues and then with two or three together, you can address more issues?
Well, the plants themselves are very different from pharmaceuticals. When you're looking at a pharmaceutical drug, you're going to have something that's replicated the same over and over and over again. So then you have problems with things becoming antibacterial resistant, for instance.
Okay. Yeah.
Some plants can have similar types, qualities with helping you with cellular health and protection. When you use plants, they actually can have up to, 1,200 different constituents in a plant, which means, unlike a pharmaceutical drug, which is going to go in and target one specific thing, like you're going to take one for backache or one for high blood pressure or whatever, like there are oils that can assist with high blood pressure, but if you take a pharmaceutical drug and whether you have high blood pressure or not, it's going to lower your blood pressure. If you take an essential oil that's known to maybe assist with that, it's not going to lower your blood pressure unless you need it. Because of the number of constituents that the plants have, they actually go into the body and they work on many, many different levels. It's very difficult to prove this because we can't isolate the different, because there can be up to 1,200 constituents. It's difficult to isolate, well, this constituent is the active one and that's what's causing X reaction in the body. That it could be that there's two or three of them working together symbiotically in the body, but then you kind of have to help to have that result. And many of these essential oils are very high in sesquiterpenes, and sesquiterpenes is a chemistry term, but it basically means that the higher they are in sesquiterpenes, the easier it is for them to cross the blood-brain barrier, which then helps us, of course, to treat mental health, grief, anxiety, stress, things of that nature for people, help them to relax.
Gotcha. So you touched on anxiety and grief, So have you used this essential oils firsthand yourself with working with either friends, family, or yourself going through any kind of grief? And if so, can you share a little bit about the effect that it has on a person?
Sure. More with anxiety than with grief, although personally myself, I've used them for grief. But I also work with pets.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easy for me to maybe speak from that, where dogs that have separation anxiety or storm phobias, things where they get really, you know, really worked up in specific ways, where they're pacing and panting or just yelping, crying, things like that. I know my own dog, Abby, has storm phobias. And so we do things like use essential oil blend called Valor for her. And then Valor has a lot of spruce in it, which is helps with building strength and courage. And then when after I've applied that oil, then I come back and use an oil blend called Peace and Calming, which is just like it sounds, for peace and calming. And they're safe to be used even on children. When you have questions about using them with children or with animals, the best thing for safety is always dilution. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're going to use them neat, that would be undiluted. And then diluted, you can, again, use any type of fatty oil, coconut oil, olive oil, jojoba, grapeseed, you name it. Young Living does have a specific blend called B6, which is a blend of six vegetable oil, but you can use any type of product like that.
So when you say neat, that would be like concentrated.
Yeah, that's undiluted. That's just pure in the purest form, directly out of the bottle. And yeah, that's not unlike what happens in this country is we are working as an organization called AIRACE, which is working to establish standards for all essential oils in the United States. And what happens is currently, anyone that's selling an essential oil only can have as little as 5 drops of oil, and the rest can be carrier oil in the bottle. And it can be labeled 100% pure essential oil on the label.
Wow.
That's what's so messed up. And so Young Living is part of the founding group for AIRACE to help set standards. It's a third party. But we are helping to support all that research so we can show the clinical benefits of using essential oils. And there are places around the world where oils are being used intravenously. Oils are being used in many, many unique ways in all kinds of different therapies, but that's not happening here in the United States because of regulations through the FDA.
Gotcha. So you said that people can take them, they can ingest them, correct?
If it is advised, not every oil should be ingested.
Okay.
An oil like oregano, it's very, very harsh. So to have that on your tongue and to go down your throat would be very uncomfortable. There are people, though, that use oregano in certain recipes to treat, discomfort related to winter blues and cold and sinus, you know, types of issues. But you use that in a gelatin capsule and also maybe with some dilution, and then that would go in a capsule and be taken orally, but not directly into the throat because that would be uncomfortable.
Okay. So how did Young Living come to be? Like, whose brainchild was this?
Gary Young is the founder of our company, and he started Young Living over 20 years ago. He himself had a personal injury where he was actually paralyzed when a tree fell on him. He was a logger, and through his healing and recovery, he met someone who introduced him to essential oils. He had an herb shop, and they said, "You really need to look at oils." So he looked into oils and then started growing some himself, and then went to France to study the distillation of essential oils. And came back and started Young Living over 20 years ago.
Wow.
So we are the world leader in essential oils. We have essential oils, you know, grown all over the world. We have farms in Taiwan and Peru and Canada, and of course, all over the United States and in Provence region of France. And we have cooperative farms as well because we grow the plant wherever they're natural environment allows. So for the correct climate, the right amount of rainfall, and how much sunshine, how many days of overcast do you need? You know, there's all these different elements that can go into having the perfect output so you get an essential oil. There are many essential oil companies out there that just raise what's called a perfume grade. So that's going to go in your detergents and your candles and glaze plug-ins and things that are often full of many, many other toxins.
Right, right.
But Young Living strives for the therapeutic benefit of oils. And so that's why we're one of the only top 2% of essential oils in the world.
Yeah, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because a lot of times, I know that when I use the word essential oil with people, being a massage therapist, they automatically think about massage. But then again, now the packaging is so cleverly done on just about any kind of throwaway deodorizer thingy that you would use in your home, and it'll say, you know, essential oil on it. And, you know, that's not really essential oil. I mean, there may be some in there, but it's not, you know, I personally don't think that it's a grade that could attribute to very much other than making an area smell kind of nice.
It has become kind of a buzzword out there in the community that people want to give some credibility to their products, but that doesn't mean, you know, a lot of those things that you see are, again, full of toxins. It's like you want to be very mindful of the lot you have. We don't use heat or anything to disperse our oils in the home. One of the main ways we will use oils in our home environment is through a diffuser, which is where the oils go in, sometimes with a basin with water, sometimes without. Sometimes they're just, we use atomizers and send the oils directly out into the environment so that, again, we're breathing them and we're able to get maximum benefit, as well as everyone in the entire family, including our pets, can benefit that way.
That's interesting. So they're literally worldwide.
Absolutely. And then coming later on this year, and for Young Living, we're actually having this thing called the World Peace Caravan, where we're going to be tracing the history of the frankincense trail from Petra, Jordan, all the way into Jerusalem. And we say that sometimes people want to say, what's the shelf life of an essential oil?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, we'll say that the shelf life of an essential oil is about 2,000 years. And the reason we know this is because they were found in King Tut's tomb, and they've been found many, many different places. They're so highly valued. That's why they were some of the gifts that were brought to the Christ child, was because of their high value for health and wellness. And so we say 2,000 years because those oils were set undisturbed in alabaster jars, so there's no air or any light that got to them. So it's important when you're looking at an essential oil to have one stored in a dark amber or dark blue kind of colored bottle to help protect it from the sunlight, the UV rays and things. And then an oil shouldn't spoil unless it's mixed with, say, a carrier oil, one of those fatty oils we talked about before, like a coconut oil or something. Mm-hmm. That could turn over time, but it's not the essential oil itself. It's from the plant. It's going to be the fatty oil. And the fatty oils are much thicker. They're going to be, you know, you're going to feel greasy to the touch. And essential oil in and of itself is going to be very highly volatile, and it's going to be absorbed readily into the skin. Like I said, your body is like hungry for it. They just absorb it right into our cells. A pharmaceutical has to go up to the cell and knock at the door and say, hey, can I come in? And the cell looks at it and says, well, what are you and what do you want to do, you know? An essential oil already has a built-in password. The body just readily absorbs it. Any small amount of essential oil, even one drop, is going to be a benefit to the body. And they have, they're made up of isoprenes, and whether there's 1 to 10,000, these isoprenes get broken down by the body and can be reformatted and rearranged in many, many, many different ways. So that means when it comes in, somebody's asked me once, well, how does the oil know where to go in the body? Well, the oil just basically goes everywhere.
Right.
So it'll go and hopefully help you with the highest benefits. I always believe that putting your intention behind what you're using an oil for can help. I know I've personally not had what would quote-unquote be the best oil to treat a certain ailment or condition or issue that I had, and yet just using whatever I had on hand made a huge difference with my intention.
So does it have any effect, since we've talked about pharmaceutical-type things, does it have any effect on, like, the liver?
Well, again, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But I can say that I am unaware personally of anyone having any issues with the liver. I know personally that I use lemon oil as a liver detoxifier.
Okay.
And that goes into my glass of drinking water. But I'm not aware of any toxicity, except I know specifically with cats. Cats can have a problem breaking down citrus oils because they lack the enzymes that most of the other mammals have in their liver. So I again express extreme caution when using citrus oils with cats. But for humans, again, if you're being diluted, being used properly, our bottles actually have a label on them. And the label, the first thing will say, for directions, it'll say for ingestion, it'll say topically, and then it'll say aromatically. So the bottles actually state what's the best ways that they should be used. So like peppermint oil, for instance, our oils can be used in cooking. Lavender oil, you're probably familiar with for relaxation, for rest, for a bath. You can take the oils. I mean, any numbers of ways. I've been known when I had a sinus infection or something, or sinus discomfort, rather, to use my oils in my neti pot, you know, mm-hmm. the nasal rinse, that kind of thing. So there's lots of different ways to use the oils. But again, getting them in my food, I like to get them in my body as many ways as I can because they make me feel good.
Very interesting. And, going back to what you said about essential oils not going bad, it reminds me because I spent a decent amount of what I thought was a decent amount of money on some essential oils at one point. And this was actually before I think I'd ever even heard of Young Living. And it was probably 6 months to a year, and I went in to use one of them one day, and it just had a pungent smell to it. And I couldn't tell if it had gone bad or what it was, and I ended up throwing the whole bottle out. But it did not smell to me the way that it did when I had first purchased it. And mm-hmm. so automatically I went, oh, it's expired. It's not good.
Right. You like it's gone rancid. Or
exactly.
And that's probably because of the carrier oil. With Young Living, what people don't realize necessarily, too, is that something should last you 6 months. You know, some of these oils you're not going to need every day. You know, we help you build a healthy medicine cabinet, you know, so you can fade out a lot of these over-the-counter things that people use to treat yourself in a more natural and holistic way. But it's, you're only using a drop or two at a time. We always say less is more. And the thing about the oils is they're so gentle is you can use just one drop, use a very minute amount, but then apply it more frequently. I find for myself if I have a headache and I use an oil and it hasn't gone, I haven't gotten the results that I wanted in about 5 minutes, I will reapply. And I don't have to worry about, again, speaking like a liver, about, oh, no, I took my daily dose of X over-the-counter medication. I have to now worry about my liver or my stomach lining. I'm not allowed to take more for 6-8 more hours, you know. So you can apply it more frequently because it is so gentle.
Nice. So cost-wise, if there are people out there that are saying, yeah, but I can get this at X market for $6, and it'll last me forever, can you share a little bit about cost-wise as far as, like, how they are comparable to others? And I get the shelf life and the quality of it. So for those people listening, take into account the purest of pure nature and the experience that goes behind it. You know?
Well, sure. I think that you have to look at, again, the quality of what you're getting and being able to use it therapeutically and getting the results that you want. Many people will buy herbs and things, and, of course, now we're seeing that sometimes those herbs aren't necessarily what you expected them to be, but through recent news. But when you're using herbs, we've taken hundreds and hundreds of pounds of plant material and condensed them down to the life essence of the plant. So that's, you know, again, the essential oil. So looking at cost, you've got to look at getting something that's 100% pure, literally, and verified and guaranteed, versus something that's heavily diluted that may go rancid and may not last and may not give you the thought they were going to get one reaction or get one type of result and either didn't use enough or they weren't using a product that was up to the standards that we say. I can speak to you, like, for instance, about an oil. The number one most adulterated oil in the world is lavender.
Yeah.
And last year, France exported 600% more lavender than it grew.
Wow.
How does that happen? Through synthetics.
Yeah.
They take other plants that are similar and they chemically alter them in the lab to get the results that they want and to get that fragrance. And so we are the number one producer of true lavender in the world. We have over 2,000 acres. And so when I tell you, for instance, that lavender, I used it to personally help treat a burn on my hand, I got really great results. I can tell you about another person who I know about that used an off-brand product on her hand that turned out not to be Young Living. She thought she was just told to use lavender on her burn, and it had was called Lavandin. Well, Lavandin, the species between Lavandin and Lavandula agustifolia, which is the species of lavender we use, are dramatic. So they're similar in fragrance, but very different chemically. And Lavandin has cancer-like qualities.
Ouch.
So when you add that onto a burn, you're only going to amplify the discomfort. And so I think it's important that people know that you do get what you pay for. And I think the other really important thing is to note that based on the quantity and of the ingredients and things that are needed to use in the process in order to which they draw the oils out of the plant, you're going to see a difference in prices. So if you go and you see everything on the shelf, the same size bottle is $6, which is the example you gave, you're probably not looking at much. If you're looking at something and the difference between lemon, which is cold pressed from the rind, like we have 300 lemons, gets us a liter of oil. It takes 5,000 pounds of organic rose petals to make our rose oil.
Wow.
There are going to be drastic differences in the prices of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you see that and you know you're looking at somebody who knows what they're talking about as far as quality of product, and so just by looking at prices on the shelf, a lot of times you can see that.
That's amazing. I guess I had no idea that there was quite as detailed and there was so much not necessarily experience, but just knowledge behind it. You know, because we do live in a society where bulk is everything and the cheaper the better, you know. And I think sometimes we can become cynical because we buy in bulk and we buy cheaper, and then we are a little jaded because we don't get the results that we wanted.
Well, I can tell you, as far as Young Living goes, I think that when you buy these books, when you do buy these bottles, you are essentially buying in bulk because you're only using a drop or two at a time. So, like our starter kit, you're going to get an average of 85 to 100 drops of oil per bottle. Well, you think, how often are you going to need that, you know? So, it's a lot of times it can last a while. It depends on your lifestyle. I mean, you may need one because you have a particular health concern or your family member or your pet, you know, has something that you're trying to treat. And there are other oils, again, that just make us feel good, that clean the air in our environment, that kill mold, that, you know, help protect us. And we have cleansing products and supplements and things. And when you add supplements with essential oils, again, our bodies readily accept that at a much more rapid pace. They're more bioavailable to us. And so I think that people do need to really become educated. And that's one of the differences between our company is we could sell our oils in a third-party store, a big box store, like Walmart or Costco or one of these other places. But then what happens is we've removed ourselves. So if there's a problem with something, it goes back to the storefront. You know, it gets returned there, but there's no direct relationship with the customer. And the reason Young Living operates the way we do as a direct-to-customer business is because we want to be able to educate people and help answer questions and teach them hands-on how to get the most benefit out of their product.
Cool. I like that. So I'm going to take just a real quick second and give everyone the number again, because this is a really great topic tonight. And so if anyone out there is listening has any questions for Maggie about how do you use them, I mean, any question at all that you may have, you can call in at 1-805-292-0349, press 1, and you'll pop up on our dashboard, and we'll work you into the conversation. So there you have it. And Maggie, you and I had shared, I asked you a couple of questions before we started talking tonight, and you told me this really cool story about Mr. Young, about how he came about with the one particular blend that he had. And one of the things on this show, you know, anyone who knows me personally knows that I am, I honor my intuition when it comes in. I you know, honor the dreams. I honor the signs and all that stuff. So when you shared that with me, I thought that's pretty amazing. So do you mind sharing that with our listeners, how he came about in his dreams with?
Sure. So Gary Young, the founder of our company, really believes that his work is led by and influenced by God, and that he's on a mission to really get essential oils into every home in the world. And so that's why they're doing this mission, this trip, the best trust his intuition. He actually does vision work, and he'll have questions, and he'll write questions to things before he goes to bed, and really do a lot of positive thought and journaling and things. And so he had a blend where he was given a vision to help create this blend. And what happened was, over a course of 5 nights, he had different dreams. So the first one said, make this blend, and he got up and he made the blend and put it aside, but he knew it was incomplete. The second night, same thing, he made a blend and put it aside. And this continued on for 4 or 5 different nights. And then the final night, what happened was, he got the dream that he was supposed to put all these things together. And so he actually now, to this day, creates this blend called White Angelica, which is like for a protectant type blend. And he creates it in 5 in these different stages and then blends them all together. And that's the way he felt he was guided to do so. So there are some very unique elements to Young Living. They're not just out there doing scientific experiments to say what smells do people like and what do they want to hear, but he actually works to provide products for people in our company based on what he feels, what we need, and what he feels intuitive, and what he feels guided to provide. And this oil is available, you know, to anybody to use. So, you know, if you're dealing with negative emotions or negative personalities in your life, or even your coworkers, you can put this oil on yourself and help protect yourself from those negative energies. And so it's kind of neat to hear those types of stories. We don't always hear that. We get bogged down in the, well, how do you use X oil or that oil? But to learn really the, not so much the science behind it, but also what was the meaning behind some of these products is really amazing.
It's kind of like the love behind it. You know, it's kind of like the awareness and him just listening, you know, and creating.
I've heard Gary speak 3 different times. I've had the pleasure to go to one of our national conventions. I've got to plant lavender and harvest lavender on our farms. I mean, one of the things about Young Living is just how transparent things are. They want people to be involved in every level. So if you want to come out and experience the farms for yourself and get your hands in the dirt, they welcome you to do that. But in hearing him talk, you can see just how heartfelt he is. I've seen him cry and talking about the emotion behind why he does what he does. And you can see his dedication and his passion into giving us the best of the very best. There were times this last year with the exponential growth we've experienced that we actually had products out of stock. Mm. And so, you know, from a financial standpoint, that's not so good for the company because they're losing sales. But Gary came back and he sent a letter out to the people in the company. He said, I'm sorry this product is unavailable. The plants need to grow. We don't have the plant material. We're not going to lower our standards and make a substandard product just to meet your needs. But he was really good about suggesting alternative oils we could use in that place, substitutions. But he will not lower his standards to make a buck. And that speaks volumes to me about the company.
Absolutely, absolutely. So can you give some examples about, I know that when Callie went away to college, you had actually sent me something online about like a, and I don't recall exactly what it was, but if it was a group or a combination of different oils or certain oils. Can you share a little bit about, I know we've talked about some will help with, you know, certain weather blues or things of that nature.
But are there specific ones that are used more than others for particular things? Like, you know.
I can point to some PubMed articles or some Journal of American Medical Association articles. I really encourage people to do their research and to look at these publications. There are oils that are being used to help with hormones. There are oils that are being used. Rosemary, I recently read an article that was published. I want to say it was a PubMed article. It could have been the Cleveland Clinic. But it was an article about how rosemary can help increase memory. So very practical day-to-day uses. Peppermint, for me, helps pep me up. If I'm tired, I rub peppermint on my hands. It also has helped me cool down my body when I'm, you know, working in my garden can help with fever. But, again, anything that's really aromatic like that, peppermint, you know, for kids under two, you might want to choose something different, you know, or use them in a more diluted fashion. Dilution when it comes to using oils with children. But, again, I've used the oils with my pets for anxiety. I've used oils to help with a skin tag that I had. I've used oils to help with, I've seen friends treat a toe fungus, you know, or even just in your cleaning. I mean, getting rid of some of the toxins in the home to clean. Like, we have a spray called a thief spray, and this is based on during the bubonic plague, there was a group of thieves that were robbing the dead and dying, and they were wearing bundles of herbs and vinegars around their neck, and when they were caught, they gave up their recipe. And it has eucalyptus, cinnamon, clove, lemon, and rosemary. And so this blend, so we then have an oil blend called Thieves. And we have a whole line of cleansing products and toothpaste, et cetera. But I use that to do everything from removing petrochemicals that have been sprayed on my food, like apples, you know, that have that wax on them.
Yeah.
So cleaning everything from my fruits and vegetables to cleaning my toilet. Literally, like, it's that environment. And if my dog were to drink the water, I wouldn't worry about her safety or her health.
That's amazing. Because, you know, we've sort of cultivated, you know, as I said earlier, a bulk and a low cost kind of mentality about things. But what I'm sensing is you're talking about all this stuff is that for a relatively reasonable investment, people can use those oils or whatever other products that Young Living has and really kind of cut off, possibly, you know, a lot of, like, cleaning it. I mean, look at cleaning stuff. It's outrageous.
That's what I tell people all the time. I say, all you're doing, you're not increasing your expenses. You're just diverting your dollars in a different direction.
Right.
And in a much more healthy fashion that you're making there. Not only a greener choice, because, I mean, Young Living in 2015, we've actually started taking the bulk plant material post distillation, which is where we extracted the oil. We're actually using that. We have always used it in the fields and things for compost, but now we're actually using it in our own packaging. So we're becoming more and more green, as a company, and being kinder, you know, and kinder to the earth, but also as we are to our bodies. I really do believe wholeheartedly that the essential oils are the missing link to our health and wellness, and the more we can do that and help oxygenate ourselves and help purify and cleanse and increase our health, we increase our vitality. And Young Living is all about wellness and abundance for everybody. And whether you're using one drop a day of oil or you're using many, many drops as I do, it has made a difference. We have a product called Nyxia Red, which is full of goji berries, which we call wolf berries, that come from the Nyxia province of China, where there's a very unpopulated area. There's very little pollution. It's watered by the water from the Yellow River off the glacier melt. And there are more people that are over 100 years old from the rest of the world that live right there in that area, and they eat pounds of these goji berries. And so I have found for myself I have increased vitality and strength, increased energy. But I'm doing so in a healthful way. It's like the equivalent of eating lots of fresh berries and things here, but when you have them in that berry form, you have to worry about them in your refrigerator spoiling or going bad or getting mildew on your your raspberries or
right,
you know,
right.
But this way I can get 1 to 2 ounces. It's very easy for me to grab that and go out the door in a quick way and send it with the kids in their lunchbox, you know, and help people to increase their health and wellness.
So how is that? Since we talked about oils and now we're talking about the berries, what format is that packaged in?
We have it in bottles where you just take, you know, a couple of ounces, or we also have some individual servings, which would be a little pouch that you just open and drink. You could throw it in your purse, or you could make into a popsicle if you froze it or things like that. I just think it's important for people to know that there's a whole diverse line of products, but if someone just simply used the essential oils alone, you're going to get, I think, a magnificent result, particularly, you know. And we also teach people, you know, there are books where we educate people on how to use the product. So it's not just here's this and you're grabbing it off the shelf and then there might be some fine print somewhere and you don't find any other information. But we have user groups on Facebook. I have a group called Sense to Heal where people are encouraged to write in questions. I have anyone who orders with me is part of a private group where we talk with each other. But I try, again, it's all about getting information out there to help people know that this is just available to them. I think just simply knowing, oh, I may have another choice in how I take care of myself or treat my health is important, because we all know that knowledge is power.
Absolutely. And I think we have gotten away from that, because as you said earlier, it's so much easier sometimes to give our choices over to third parties, because then they can make decisions for us. And, you know,
I think it's important to, anytime you're looking at doing something new or bringing in something new, talk this over with your doctor. Involve your doctor if you have a concern or you want to try a more natural route. I think that over 90% of people would prefer a more natural route. And maybe their doctors aren't familiar with it, or they haven't done the research, or they don't have the time because they're rewarded for pushing other products. I mean, I don't know the specifics, but maybe find a doctor that's open to this and discuss this with them and do it together. That way, and then track your progress. You know, if you're not sure, write down what you're doing. Consult with other people. Try something. The essential oils, a lot of people have concerns about them because of allergies. When we distill an oil, we actually remove the amino acids and stuff out of the oil. So there are very few people, I think, that are going to have any type of reaction to the oil. But again, if you are one of those oversensitive people in the population, or if you have breathing trouble, you know, and we have a very aromatic oil, then you would want to, you know, use caution around this. I can't stress that enough But then if you're pregnant, you know, you may have special concerns. Or if you're someone who has seizures, or if you have a donor organ, you know, if you've been a donor recipient, you may have different, you know, this may not be across the board the right thing for every person. You need to just, you know, to discuss that with your doctor, simply because if you're trying to get your body in the optimum health and you're taking anti-rejection drugs, you know, and you have a donor organ, then, you know, there could potentially, you know, be something. I would not want to advise that person myself on how to use these oils. I would tell them to consult their doctor.
Gotcha. So we've talked a little bit about weather blues. We've talked a little bit about anxieties and things of that nature and allergies. What about, because this is something that I talk a lot about on Facebook and a lot with clients, addictions, people who have, and, you know, as you know, addictions can come in a variety of ways. But are there oils that help with that also? Or does that fall in a different, like a blues category?
Sure. But I can also say I have personally met with someone even this recently, you know, a couple of days ago, and working with them on smoking cessation. So there are some things, you know, I think a big part of that, you know, is replacing one habit with another, you know, and that kind of thing. But in a more positive type of behavior. But I think certainly the oils, because they work on that cellular level, when easing anxiety and that type of thing can help with breaking patterns and addictions. Again, aromatically using the oils, putting them in a diffuser necklace maybe that you wear around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who has a child that was wetting the bed, and we put a diffuser necklace around their neck, and they stopped wetting the bed. Their issue, people are working with treating their kids that have ADD and ADHD. You know, there are all types of mental stressors and concerns, I think, that can be, you can use the oil for. Although I'm not schooled, you know, in exactly, you know, the processes for each one of those, but certainly there are resources available where people would want to research that.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, you or I, neither one, have a medical degree, so, and we're not diagnosing or, you know, prescribing anything, but, you know, if we roll back the years before there was synthetic drugs, there were herbs. And if that's what we're really talking about, then, you know, then it's kind of the original. It's not really new. And a lot of people will hear essential oils and they're like, ooh, that's that new age stuff. You know, no, actually, it was a long way before, you know, the rest of the stuff.
It's ancient. I mean, as we know Christ, that the oils were being used at the time of Christ. And so that's, you know, it's a good 2,000 years ago, again, and we go back to that number, that we can actually show the and how valuable the oils are. Even now, frankincense oil is highly treasured by the Saudi princes, and they will buy it and use it just as chewing gum, you know.
Wow.
Because it's an immense health benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important that we look then at the whole plethora of ways oils can be used. Frankincense, they said, was used to treat everything from, you know, a stumped toe to a broken head. You know, Gary uses that analogy jokingly because he says he did have a broken head when he was crippled, you know,
uh-huh.
When he was paralyzed. He did have a traumatic brain injury as well as, you know, broken spine, you know, and other things. And so I think it's important for people to each their own. You know, you find something, see what works for you. I think that they're generally regarded as safe. I mean, most of our oils, if they're GROS certified, are generally regarded as safe. You'll see that it says it's okay to use them as dietary supplements. So you're going to see peppermint, lemon, orange, you know, anything you can think of for food grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tarragon and thyme and oregano, you know, all these other different herbs that have medicinal benefits, but can also be used, you know, in a culinary way.
Right. That's fascinating to me that you can literally go from a medicinal to culinary to a cleaning, I guess. I mean, like, could you use the oils? I mean, I know you talked about the other product line that they have that is cleaning, but could you use the lemon if you wanted to use the lemon in water? And
I use lemon to remove sticky residue off of things. I use lemon to keep my sponge from going sour. I use lemon in my garbage disposal and in my dishwasher because it makes everything fresh and that much cleaner. It's that much a deeper cleansing.
That's fascinating. So is there anywhere that people can go? Do you do workshops to educate people on this, or is there anywhere they can find you to learn more about this if they're interested?
Sure. I do teach classes. I typically teach classes at the National Academy of Reflexology, which is located in the Creed Hall area. And we have a class coming up here shortly on February the 15th, which is Sunday, from 2 to 4 p.m. And it's just going to be a wrap-up of our recent convention that we had here in town last weekend. So we're going to be going over a lot of things that we studied there. But I do offer intro classes. You can find me on Facebook. You can message me directly. I will offer classes for teachers or classes for in a nursing home or classes for a family or church. Or, you know, we can look at just the 12 oils of the Bible. I mean, there are lots of different topics we can look at studying. And then I do consult with people one-on-one as well.
Okay. So on Facebook, where do they find you on Facebook?
Sense to Heal, S-C-E-N-T-S, to Heal, is my general Facebook page.
Okay, and I think that may be, if they're watching, or not watching, but listening from the web tonight, I believe that link is actually in there, or maybe it's the sensetoheal.net that's
okay.
in there.
And that's also my webpage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is not an outside source. That is yours.
That's my webpage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Maggie, it has been wonderful to have you tonight, and I'm so happy that you agreed to come on and to talk, because I've learned a ton of things that I had no idea about, and,
I feel like it's a conversation that's just getting started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, it's fascinating to me. I think, in the arena that we, live in, or the world that we live in, a lot of people, we talk often about accountability, and about, making a conscious choices and those kind of things. And to me, I don't have any dog in the race here, but this seems like a very wise and a very conscious choice to take, as far as using things that are helpful rather than potentially harmful, and taking, going back to old school.
Back to the basics.
Back to the basics. I just wrapped up a workshop here at my home with Back to the Basics, and so I thought about that long ago when you were sharing it, and I thought, this is like totally back to the basics. So I do. I appreciate you coming and sharing with us tonight. And we will have, when this show wraps up tonight, we will actually be in archives. And so if anyone is listening in now and hasn't had a chance to listen fully through, you can just go to my page on Facebook, theterrypugh.com. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Reconnect and Reclaim You with Terry. And you can find this show there and listen to it in its entirety, and lots of great information. So I appreciate you coming tonight. And this part of our lovely little show is when I take a question from either Facebook, email, or wherever. And the question that came to me a couple of days ago that I wanted to address was, what is restorative living? Which is what I do as a grief awareness and a restorative living specialist. And by definition, restorative is having the ability to restore health, strength, or feeling of well-being. So for me, in the work that I do, restorative living is working with people to assist them in navigating their course back to a level of consciousness where they can choose things that are healthy for them, or things that will get them in the right, not right because it's not a right or wrong, but things that will get them in their desired direction in life, be it, personal, relationship, health, whatever it is. We all, at times in our lives, find ourselves kind of combating life's potholes and hiccups and that stuff. And sometimes we lose ourselves along the way, and then we sort of forget that we have actually lost ourselves. So restorative to me is a way of allowing a person to unfold in the healthy way for them, and reclaiming themselves and their inner light. Also, along that way, they can also choose to redefine themselves if they want to, because sometimes we take on beliefs and things that aren't really ours to begin with, but they come along with a package of society or family or whatnot. So that would be restorative living in a nutshell. And the grief awareness is, in there also, because a lot of people don't recognize exactly what grief is. And so to become aware of that together, it's a great buddy system for you, for everyone, to kind of get back to the basics of really who we are and the magnificence of who we are. So, and that said, you can find more on the work that I do with restorative living and grief awareness at www.terrypugh.com, or also you can find me on Facebook at terrypugh.com. And I want to thank Maggie again for coming today. It's been very informative, and as I said, there's always a broad range of topics. So I'm excited to even talk with you more about this. And you guys can tune in, if you would, next on the 27th. I'm going to have vocalist, songwriter, and co-founder of Thrive, Vic Sorvell, on, and he is wonderful, and I cannot wait to get him in the room and have a chat with him. I think you'll find him delightful. So it's time for us to scoot on out of here. So until the next time, live well and increase the peace. Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions. For more information on all of our programs, go to our website, theartoflivingwell.tv. This is Gene Bogart saying thanks for listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire enlightened living.